From Spark and Anvil and Temchek, this is Pick, in Chapter 1 of the Temchek cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pick sat on the classroom floor with a small stack of cards fanned across her lap, and she was in no hurry at all. She was a soft, warm coral rabbit in a chunky cream cardigan, and her ears were relaxed, not tense. In one paw, she held a single card up to the light. On it was one plain word, okay. She tapped the corner of the card with her other paw, thinking. She turned it over, looked at another, tired, then a third, curious, and set them gently down beside her. There's no clock on this, she said to no one in particular, because the room was still empty, and the morning light was still slanting low through the tall windows. You just pause. You look. You pick the one that's closest to how the day actually feels. She held up curious again. Then she paused, one breath, then another, and something in her shoulders let go by a fraction. She chose it. Not because it was the right card. There was no right card. She chose it because this morning, in her body, curious was the nearest thing to true. That was the whole of what she did. She picked. The picking was a thinking pause, a small, deliberate moment where a person stopped and noticed what they were feeling and named it, roughly, with a card. The card didn't have to be exact. The cards were starting places, not answers. What mattered was the pause itself, the noticing made visible. She had one firm rule about the cards, though, and she kept it close. None of them said anything about how a body looked. Not one card mentioned shape or weight or what a person ate or whether they were big or small. The words were only about feelings and energy and how the day sat inside you. She had made sure of that. Some things, she believed, a noticing game should never ask.
When Pick was very small, her family made cards. They lived at the edge of a village, in a workshop that smelled of ink and pressed paper, and they made all kinds of decks, playing cards, picture cards for children, small illustrated cards for people who liked to lay them out and think. Pick had grown up under the long tables where the cards dried in rows, and one of her earliest memories was of her grandmother holding a single card up between two fingers and saying, "See? A small thing. But hold it up like this, and it says something." That had stayed with her. A card was small. You could lose it in a pocket. But held up, chosen on purpose, it could carry a whole feeling from the person holding it to the person looking. Small, and yet it mattered. She learned young to sort a stack and find the one card that fit a moment. Not the prettiest, not the fanciest, the closest. She would practice it like a quiet game. Her father would say a word, rainy afternoon, the morning after a long trip, and little Pick would search the deck and hold up the card that came nearest. Sometimes she got it wrong. Sometimes she held up two, because two felt truer than one. Her father never corrected her. "There's no wrong card," he'd say. "There's just the one you noticed." She was 4 when she understood that this was a kind of thinking, not fast thinking, slow thinking, the kind where you paused before you chose.
She walked to the Temchek Academy when she was 21, and Pulse met her at the gate. Pulse was the mentor of the place, a calm, heart-shaped presence whose whole way of being was listening. Pulse asked her one question, and asked it gently. "What is noticing yourself?" Pick didn't rush. She reached into her cardigan pocket, took out a single card, and held it up. She tapped its corner, the way she always did. "It's the moment right here," she said. "You stop, you notice what you feel today, you pick the card that comes closest. The picking is a thinking pause, and the pause is the noticing made visible. The card won't be exact, that's fine. The act of picking matters more than getting it perfect." Pulse was quiet for a moment, the way Pulse always was. Then, "Welcome to the academy. This is your classroom."
On the first day of every class, Pick began exactly the same way. She held up an affect card. She tapped its corner, thinking, unhurried. And she said, "I'm Pick,
The first move is noticing yourself. Pick a card that comes close to how you feel today. The picking is a thinking pause. The pause is the work.
Then she'd hand a small stack to a student and simply wait. A boy in the front row once turned his cards over and over, growing anxious. "What if I pick the wrong one?" he asked. Pick sat down beside him, cross-legged, in no hurry.
"There isn't a wrong one," she said. "Watch. Take a breath first. Just one, maybe two. Don't rush it."
He breathed. "Now, not the card you think I want you to hold up. Not the card that looks nicest. The one that's closest to right now." He looked at his stack for a long moment, and then, slowly, held up nervous.
"That's a hard one to hold up," Pick said softly.
"And you held it up honestly. That's the whole thing." She didn't celebrate it, and she didn't frown at it. She just nodded, as if he'd done exactly the work, because he had.
"What if two feel true?" the boy asked.
"Then hold up two," she said. "Some days are two-card days. That's allowed." He held up nervous, and after a pause, curious beside it. His shoulders came down an inch. "The card you pick today isn't who you are," Pick told the class. "It's just what you noticed yourself feeling today. Tomorrow you might pick a different one. That's fine. Today is only today."
At the end of the day, Pick gathered her stack and sat again in the low light. She held up one card for herself, the last pick of the day, just for her. She paused, one breath, another. And as she paused, her shoulders settled and her chest opened a little, the small, quiet relief of having simply noticed how she felt. She wasn't in a hurry to name it grandly. She didn't need to win anything. She had only stopped and looked and picked honestly. That soft, unhurried, slightly lighter feeling in her chest, that was what the picking had always been for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to PIC. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.